Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 758. Ugh, that's a lot. Our topic is Q&A, and the title is Managing Negative Self-Talk. I was talking with a client today, an online client, and we do a Zoom call every week. And I write their programming, nutrition programming, training programming. We talk every week. We monitor food through like a nutrition app, like a food tracking app. And so it's a really nice kind of process. It's just kind of like we join together as a team towards their goal, and it's super duper fun. One of the things that we were working on recently was increasing their intensity of training in their workouts, like how to better manage intra-workout intensity, in the sense of in their workout they have a warm-up kind of circuit that involves something for the hips, something for the shoulders, usually something for the core, but it kind of prepares the body for the movement. Then they have a major circuit that is a full body circuit. It's typically focused around a push, pull, hinge, and squat, and we take care of the core work in the warm-ups. So that way we know I have a kind of a full physique approach here. And the focus of the push, pull, squat, hinge rotates from workout to workout. So maybe one workout is a squat focus, next workout is a bench focus, like a horizontal push focus. Then they have a hinge focus, and then we kind of have a vertical push. And anytime we do a horizontal push, we do the horizontal pull. Anytime we do a vertical push, we do a vertical pull. So we have a kind of a rotating circuit in that way. So in the circuit, they typically are to set up all the movements, set up the equipment the way they need it. Then they do 1 to 2 kind of practice rounds of each movement, warming up in weight. They then have a solid, hardcore first working set. They try to do their best in that one to really challenge themselves. The second working set, they adjust the weights they need. If they went a little too heavy, they bring it light. If they went too light, they bring it heavy. If it was good, they just stay there and try to perfect form. So they have a very aggressive second round. Then again, they adjust as they need for a third round. So they have usually 1 to 2 warm-up rounds, sometimes a third or fourth, depending on how big the lift is, depending on how strength level of the client, if they're using this structure. Then they have usually 3 working rounds. The goal is for them to really test themselves in the first 1 or 2, and then even if they have to bring weight down for the second or third round, that's totally okay. The focal point isn't on how much weight they're moving. The focal point is that their body feels stressed. The presence of the stress will push the body to adapt to the stress. So if you're stressing it in a way that is predictable to achieve strength adaptation, you'll get stronger. If you stress it in a way that's predictable to achieve muscle damage, then you're going to get bigger muscles if you eat enough food, or you're just going to get better shape if you have a controlled diet. And then obviously if you focus on endurance, you get endurance. So that's kind of the structure that they're working with. What they struggled with recently is they had to work out in the evenings compared to the mornings. They worked out after work, after sitting at a desk for basically 8 hours. They missed, I think, 2 meals that day. Not a good food day and not a good body positioning to be in the workout. So typically if they wake up out of bed, they're not going to have any kind of tightnesses or compensations related to sitting for 8 hours. So their workouts are healthier to be in the morning. Whereas in the evening, they're not going to be in the same kind of body condition. Therefore, their performance is going to be different. The client realized this struggle. They had a different performance than what they expected. They started kind of talking negatively to themselves as, you know, ah, you're a piece of crap. Like, why'd you do this to yourself? You skipped the meals. You did this to yourself. Don't be blaming anybody else. You know, why am I even lifting weights? Why am I even trying to do this? If I can't even do this, blah, 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 blah. And we all know that negative self-talk because most of us have that in our minds as well. So the question or the kind of conversation that we had today was how to manage negative self-talk. How do you manage that kind of defeating language that we use towards ourselves? This client did a great job of, they kind of had some pains and felt discomfort in their squat. and it was related to kind of being tired and fatigued and not fully paying attention to their positioning, and they were using a weight load that they would normally use in their best case scenario, but they were certainly were not coming into this workout in their best kind of condition. So they reduced the weight, they still tried to get another round or two, and they still finished up the workout. So that was a victory, so I told them to applaud themselves that they didn't just quit. They didn't give in to the negative self-talk. They actually moved on and still tried to kind of produce or kind of push for change, push for betterment. So we said the negative self-talk is something that is going to be there. We typically have to overcome the negative self-talk or the counter to our goals self-talk, even to get in the gym, even to eat right, even to do anything that stresses our kind of normal state or homeostasis or our comfortable life. We typically have to overcome that self-talk just to even get into healthy activities. Then when the healthy activity doesn't go well, man, that self-talk just rears its ugly head and it comes back pretty aggressive. That self-talk is a protective talk. It's the voice that says, I don't want to have to change. I don't want to do work. I just want to stay the same. And in cases like this, where they were experiencing kind of like an injury pain, like in their knee, or maybe you've had pain in your back or shoulder, but you had something in the workout that went from a typical uncomfortable that is a good uncomfortable that stresses the body for positive change to an uncomfortable that almost maybe felt like a pain. That protective voice is a good thing. It's what keeps us alive for the last however many hundreds, thousands of years or whatever that human beings have been on the planet. So that protective voice is a necessary thing. That protective voice is so ingrained in your head and ingrained in who you are that you will never get rid of it. So don't try to eliminate the protective voice. Don't try to ignore the protective voice. It's better for you to acknowledge that voice so it doesn't keep trying to get louder to get your attention. That voice is programmed to get your attention. So acknowledge the voice. Say, okay, I know you're there. I know why I'm having this self-talk. I'm having this talk because this thing felt painful, something felt weird, something felt wrong, something felt dangerous. So my body is telling me, hey, you better pay attention. I don't know what this is, but you better pay attention. And then recognize that that's all that really is. So you acknowledge the emotions, you acknowledge the feeling, you acknowledge the talk. And then you finally, like, you have to ask yourself once you acknowledge it is, okay, why am I having it? Well, if I'm having it because my knee hurts, that's okay. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with me to question whether I should do this squat if my knee is hurting. That's actually, it would be abnormal not to, okay? If you're like, man, my knee hurts, I'm just going to keep loading more weight on the bar. You'd sound like a psychopath. So it's recognizing that if you have a voice in your head that says, ooh, this feels dangerous, I need you to pay attention more. That's a normal thing. It's not anything that you should feel bad about. It's not anything that you should try to eliminate or get rid of. That is a normal response. You just have to put it in context and say, okay, it's getting my attention because it feels that I might be at risk. But I've paid attention to my position. Maybe I moved my feet. Maybe I moved my shoulders. Maybe I did this thing better. Maybe I did a certain cue better. Maybe I even lessened the weight a little bit. But I did something to account for the risk. Therefore, that talk is fulfilled. I have given it acknowledgement and I have given it attention. So now I can move on. And that helps us kind of settle some of the negativity, some of the negative self-talk. Another thing you can do is reroute that talk, reroute that energy into something else, like such as fine-tuning your cues, really paying attention to what you're doing. You know, trying to give your brain something else to focus on other than, you know, I'm a piece of crap and I messed up and oh my god, this hurts and I'm so tired, blah 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 blah. Give yourself something to think of. Focus back in on your cues. Focus back in on your reasons for why you're even working out in the first place. What are your motivators? What's your why? Why are you doing it? What is your why? That's a really good idea to have written down in your phone or on a note card or somewhere that you can see it when you work out. Is say, okay, my protective voice is coming up. It's telling me I need to stop. It's telling me I need to quit. It's telling me I need to take it easy. But I'm looking at my whys. And they tell me why I need to still push. Why I still need to challenge my body. Why I still need to go into more appropriate levels of uncomfortable. So I can get the changes I want. So I can achieve my whys. So that's what we're looking to do. Is we want to acknowledge the voice. We want to ask, why is it here? We want to give it attention, make sure we cater to it or acknowledge it, you know, give it its proper due. Then we want to reroute our mind into something proactive and positive. And then we want to keep going. Now, if you have a risk of an injury, your knee hurts, don't keep going in squats if you don't feel safe. That's not what I'm telling you to do. But what I am telling you to do is find a way around it. Maybe you switch over from squats and just do a bunch of sit-ups and core work or go for a walk. You still be active. You still push yourself into more movement than what you maybe really wanted to give. But that's going to help push your current body. So remember, our body only adapts if it feels the need to, if it feels like it has to. So the more stimulus you can provide, even if you have to downgrade the stimulus, even if you have to change the stimulus, but the more you can provide the stimulus, the more overall progress you can make. So these are some steps that we can use to manage self-talk. Recognize where you are, okay? Acknowledge what the voice is telling you. Appease the voice. Find a way to address it. It can simply just be, you know what, I got lazy on that set. I wasn't quite paying attention. I'm just going to pay attention more this time. So it doesn't mean you have to do less. It doesn't mean you have to make changes. The change can simply be better focus. So our style on this client is, since they worked out at 6 p.m. in the evening, typically in the morning when they work out, they only have kind of the mental distraction of what's coming that day. When you work out in the middle of the day or the evening, you have the mental distraction of everything that's already come to you that day, plus what's still coming in the evening. And are you going to address this tonight or tomorrow? Or how do you do this? What if this person's mad at you? You have a lot more mental distractions later in the day. So recognize that that's happening and recognize that you may need to take actions into better focusing yourself. Also recognize that the weights that you would typically use in your best case scenario probably won't be moved, probably won't be used when you're not in your best case scenario. So if this person missed some meals, don't hold yourself accountable to the standard that you would have if you'd had all your meals. If this person typically works out at the beginning of the day, but now has to work out the end of the day, don't hold yourself accountable to the standards of perfection if you are not in a moment of perfection. If you're not at your normal state, don't hold yourself to your normal standards. Remember that weights used, reps and sets and all those things, they're all just markers of intensity. They're markers of intensity to ensure that we provide a challenging enough stimulus to push our bodies to growth. If I'm at my 100% best and it allows me to, say, use 100 pounds of an exercise. Well, if I'm only at 80% because I missed a meal, or I'm only at 80% because I got less sleep, maybe I can only lift 80 pounds that day. But 80 pounds at 80% is just as good as 100 pounds at 100%. Recognize that sets, reps, weights, things like that, they're just markers of intensity. If you can give the same intensity, even if the numbers are lower, it's perfect. It's exactly what you want to do. You're providing the stimulus that's going to push your body to change, regardless of whether that stimulus is as high as it usually is. Remember that your health and current condition isn't as high as it usually is. So having to come down is totally fine, because you're not coming down below your best. You're coming down to the best that you are able to give that day. So I don't want to beat this point too long. I want it to be something that kind of just ruminates in your mind, gives you a couple of things to think through, and pushes you into learning how to better manage the self-talk. You won't be able to get rid of it, but kind of recognizing where you are at. What of my 100% do I have to give? And recognize that that's all I'm going to be able to give. So I can't expect 100% results if I don't have 100% of myself to give. And also recognize that if you do get the negative self voice coming up, acknowledge the voice so it stops getting louder. So give it attention. And then say, why is it here? Is it here just to protect me? Okay, do I feel protected? Am I making adjustments for that? Is it here because I'm uncomfortable and my body doesn't really want to have to put in the efforts to make the changes? Well, if I look at my whys, if I remind myself of why I'm working out, why I'm trying to eat healthy, why I'm trying to make these changes, that can help push me past that typical stopping point so I can actually force my body to change. The last thing what I told the client was to give themselves some grace. You're not going to have your best day every day. And they said that, oh, yeah, that's true. That's what I tell, you know, friends and family and other colleagues to do, is to give yourself grace when you make mistakes. And I said, wow, that's amazing that you would tell people you love that advice, but yet you won't take it yourself. So listen to your own advice. Give yourself some grace. As much as you would be compassionate to your loved ones, be compassionate to yourself. Okay. Well, if you're struggling with this negative self-talk, and what we've talked about today has been, you know, helpful, I hope so, but you have more kind of clarity that you want, or you want some help further into this topic, we do help people with this stuff. So just reach us, reach out or email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I've helped numerous clients with eating disorders, anxiety disorders, PTSD things, a lot of emotional connections to training. And when their training doesn't go well, those emotional healths can sometimes take a beating. So if you need anybody to listen, if you need to reach out, we're always here. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. So I wish you the best. Be nice to yourself, okay? You deserve it. Kick your butt when you deserve it, too. But be nice to yourself. Give yourself some grace. Understand that really you're just trying to push your current body to being uncomfortable. If you did that day, you did a great job. That was the main goal. Okay? You can check out more of our services on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. We've been talking about free consultation offers. So if you want a free consultation, that'll turn into a podcast for everybody else to help be benefited from. Just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll sign you up for that. So just a free consultation, 20 minutes. You tell us what you're struggling with. We tell you how to fix it. Also, we have a nutrition education kind of program that we're developing that includes a workbook. If you'd like to participate in that, just shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay. Well, if you think the podcast is helpful, if you think it would benefit people's lives, the people that you love, please share it with them. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. And you can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.